Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
We just bless your name this morning. We lift you up. We exalt you because you are God all by yourself. Ted Lyon, I greet you this morning in the name of Jesus. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be alive this morning. And this morning is going to be a warfare morning, but it's going to be a different kind of warfare. Because this morning, I want you to prepare yourself. I want to give you somebody else's testimony. And I have a friend here with me this morning, and I would like for him to introduce himself to you. Just talk to the computer. Tell him your name.
My name is Siler.
How old are you, Siler?
8.
You had to think about it?
What? I have bad memories sometimes.
Oh, you have bad memories sometimes. Okay, I want somebody to text me and make sure that you can hear me, because we're not using the microphone, because I want Siler to just talk with you this morning and talk with me. Now, he said he's a little bit nervous. You a little bit nervous? Oh, you're not? Uh-oh. You're not nervous anymore? You're not nervous anymore? You ready to talk? No, you got to talk to them. Okay, that's Jose. They can hear us. They can hear us. Okay. So, so what I want you to do, you came yesterday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And who brought you?
Cindy Fonda. She works at the...
No. We don't need to know where she works. What relationship... What relationship is she to you?
I have no idea what that means.
Okay. I have no idea what that means. She is your what? Your grandmother.
But she will flip out if someone calls her that.
So what do you call her?
Grancy.
Grancy.
But her real name is Cindy Vonido, C-I-N-D-Y.
Oh, okay. All right. So you have a little... Who else is here with you?
Just you.
Oh, I mean over here right now. But who came with you?
My Pop Chris, my sister, Grant Cindy.
All right. And how old is your sister? Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute. How old is your sister?
She is 4.
And what's her name?
Araya.
Okay.
And I hope you're listening, Araya, too.
She is. She can hear you. So you came, all of you out there listening that have a children's ministry. That's why I like to bring my new friends on with me. So Siler came, his ministry was so easy, but, Jose, would you, or Reggie, would you let his grandmother dial in. I want her to dial in, and I want to know what phone number she's dialing in on. I just want it on here that I have her permission to have him with me and talking. Oh, bless you.
Sorry, everyone.
Bless you this morning. But, brothers and sisters, this is what I want to tell you. The other day when the Lord had me just doing the praise and the song So Long Bye-Bye, we had three healings. One healing in particular came that's yours. This was somebody else that got healed 2 days ago, like 2 days before you came. They got healed. But they got healed just by praising and dancing and before the Lord. And so the point I want to make, brothers and sisters, your job is to believe. Your job is to believe. And
believe God no matter what.
That's right. Siler says, and to believe God no matter what. He's right. So remember, God talks about that faith like a little child. Well, that's what we got here with us this morning. And as soon as his Grancy dials in, I want, and the reason I want her to talk with you is I want your faith to be built up. his Grancy with what I guess the point I want to emphasize is that Siler and his sister are blessed to have grandparents that love them.
And I really love this cross that I have in my hand right now, and it gives me the Holy Spirit to pray for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And you're going to hear Siler just kind of pop in whenever he feels like it. I'm giving him that liberty this morning. But his story is no different. It's a little different. But basically, it's way different. It's way different. I'm sorry. He said it's way different. Okay. Grancy, I'm getting ready to cut your mic on right now. Grancy, can you hear me?
I can.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
I hear you. I hear you. Your mic is on. You're on the Blog Talk Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just need you to give me permission, and I need the people to hear you give me permission to have Siler with me here on the radio this morning.
Yes, ma'am, you have my permission.
Okay. Now, I have your Grancy's permission. And she's here, so she's hearing everything we're saying. So, Siler is here because you brought him for prayer. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You brought him and his little sister here for prayer. I want you, right now, you have an opportunity to encourage a lot of grandparents. Could you tell just a little bit of why Siler is here and your testimony, which is you should have been dead in that car wreck, but God spared your life because he knew that you had a job to do for him, and the job you had to do for him was with your grandchildren. Say, what was it, Siler?
And was to live.
You hear, Siler? And was to live.
God's faith alone. Amen.
Wait a minute, brother. I don't want you to preach yet, okay? Hold on. So, Grancy, tell Siler and his little sister's testimony.
Oh, boy.
Don't be shy,
Grancy. Beginning of the year last year, their mom got into some trouble. They became basically children of the state in Alabama. It took me and their granddad 10 months, a lot of praying to be able to get them out of that. We were a state away. They have both been through more than most adults would ever go through.
You okay, Grancy?
Yeah, baby.
It's okay, Grancy. You're on air. Everyone else is listening.
I know. The doctor wanted to medicate him, have him on 5 different medications. Day before yesterday, the devil took hold of him and he threatened to commit suicide. I did what I was supposed to do and I took him back to the doctor.
So you could.
The doctor wanted to prescribe more medicine and I refused for him to be grow up medicated.
Come here.
A friend got me a number and I got in touch with Miss Erica and it is the best thing that has ever happened. I ask God to lead me in the direction that he's going to fit and this is where we are.
Oh, okay, Grancy. It's making you strong. Just pull the top up, lift the top up, and get some. It's making you strong. See, you needed a rest, too. You needed a restoration. This is the healing. Yeah, put your hand in. And the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives unto the death. Now, you didn't really see it, but has it been hard? Has it appeared to be hard for Sila? Sit down.
For 8 years, Sila's life has been hard.
Get closer.
But the restoration.
God's always with you. We should pray every day for him.
Maybe Grace, pray.
Go ahead.
You and your sister, every day.
Mm-hmm.
If we're bad at something, we praise the Lord. If we're good at something, we praise the Lord. Either way.
Yeah, baby.
Brothers and sisters, when I first walked into the healing home, they got there. I had to take care of something yesterday, so they got there maybe 10 minutes before I did. But I immediately, the Lord told me just sit down beside him and that he was going to do the work. And so I just sat down beside him, started talking to him. Basically, I wanted the anointing to kick in. I wanted the anointing to begin to do the work, just like God had told me. God told me to listen to him. God told me that he was a very special little boy. God told me that his anointing and his hand was upon his life. Always had been. And God told me he called this little boy and his little sister. But he called this little boy here. So I said, okay. He said that he had him here. He was going to heal him. And he was going to do some healing. So immediately, now, Sila, you take over. Yeah, listen, tell him what happened. I started talking.
And then I didn't really want to get my dad. My dad is dead, and I didn't really want to get him out of me. I suffered and everything getting him out of him, but we got through it. And there was another spirit named Bill.
Tell him about Bill.
All right, picture this. He looks like a pyramid, has one eye, and has a top hat, and has thick arms and legs.
What color was he?
And he's yellow, and whenever he gets really mad, he forms into a really big red triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Then he turns red.
And so what was
Devil
Bill?
Red.
Uh-huh. Do you remember how old Bill was?
49.
Bill was 49, and then who else was there?
He turned 49 today.
He turned 49 today?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Well, he's gone now. Oh, okay. We got to get him. Okay, so who else was there?
Well,
Steve Stephen.
Bill.
Bill, what about Hot Rod and Silo?
Yeah.
Solo.
But Solo, I mean Hot Rod, he didn't do so bad.
Hot Rod didn't do so bad? But Solo did, but Bill was the worst, huh?
No, I still got one. I got a whole gang of them, except for the king of the gang. It's worse than Bill, actually.
Worse than Bill? What's his name?
The king of the devil of the Lord.
The king of the devil of the Lord. We got to get him out.
And he tells what the Lord can do.
He tries to.
He's bullying him.
He tries to bully the Lord. Well, what are we going to do with bullies? We have to get rid of all the bullies, right? Right? Okay. So then, these altars, they just started manifesting. I just asked them who they were and how old they were. And then, who did the work, Sila?
You're probably not going to believe me when I say this, but the king of the devil bully lord, he's 600.
600 years old?
And he's still young.
He's 600 years old and he's still young.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does he look like?
Way scarier.
Way scarier.
I don't even know how to picture it.
Oh, okay. Brother Joe, can you give me some paper towels? Okay, so we got to get rid of him.
And another thing is, he looks like a camel, but with no head.
You saw him?
Yes, I know how to picture him, but not hardly. Every time I try to picture him, it looks like a table.
Oh. Okay, so we definitely got to get rid of those two, right? Now,
that is the devil king.
Okay. But Tedline, Grancy, tell the Tedline how Sila can you handle this if she tell how you found your dad?
Well, my boy.
Can you handle it if your Grancy tell when you were a little baby?
Okay.
Can you handle it?
All right, Grancy, I know I can handle it. I'm letting you just go and do it. Go ahead and do it.
He can handle it. Go ahead, Grancy. Can you handle
his dad
it?
Came. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
His dad and his mom were separated. His mom was pregnant with his little sister. It was a month before her due date. Their dad came up from Florida to see them. We all had dinner together. They went to my dad's, got ready for bed. When Fowler woke up the next morning, his dad was in the floor, unresponsive. Fowler was trying to wake him up. He had a massive heart attack at 25 years old.
And what about my granddaddy? What happened to him?
Granddaddy is the one that checked your daddy's Tyler and told your mama to call 911 that he was deceased.
So tell everyone how he died.
Your granddaddy basically gave up in the hospital, and his name was Bill.
Granddaddy must have had Bill, too. He must have killed him.
So, now you see why Bill got to go permanently, Sila? Can we get rid of Bill completely?
Yes! Hopefully.
But you got to keep him out.
You always come back.
No, no.
I can't leave him. I can't keep him out. He's too powerful.
Yeah, you can. Jesus, grab your cross. Where's your cross? Jesus is more powerful than Bill. What you do with your cross? Did you drop it? Okay. Uh-oh, you hit your head. Oh, we'll find it. I don't know what happened. Brother Joe, would you cut this light on in here? Well, anyway, Tedline, what I see now is, look, we don't want to get distracted. Just sit back here. Hit that other light for me. Now I see why the Bill spirit is so strong.
There's more.
Go ahead.
This is something I'd rather not say on the radio.
Okay, don't then. But let me say this. Do you know what you did with your cross? Yeah, you see how I know. That's a cough drop. Sandra, come back over here so you can be by the radio.
Okay,
yeah, you can have it. I want you to know something, Taylor. This is a very, very intelligent little boy.
And I'm very special.
That's right. Yes, he is. And so is your sister, your little sister. Now, we got to talk about Tommy one more time, okay? All right. What happened was the transference of familiar spirits. When the dad died, it was through trauma. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was through trauma. And the trauma, the familiar spirits that are in a person, remember, spirits don't die, but they will transfer and traffic in a family line.
And sometimes they'll be so powerful, they'll come right back at you and get you in the booty.
Watch it, boy. Watch it. They get you in the heart. In the heart.
That's better.
Okay. So what happened when the toxicology report came? What did it say, Grancy?
That a heart attack was due to drugs.
Overdose.
Yes, ma'am.
No. Sit here. We'll find it before you leave, when we get off the radio. You see it? Okay, great. Great. Thank you, Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, when the trauma took place, those spirits transferred into a 4-year-old baby. And from the date of the dad's
death,
they have been tormenting this little boy. Now, we had a battle. We had a battle
with Bill.
Because you thought Tommy was going to leave you too, and you thought I was trying to separate you from your dad. Didn't you? Say it.
I thought she was trying to separate me from my dad, but she proved me wrong. So I guess I stand corrected.
Oh, my goodness. I was not. His father will forever live with him in his heart. But we could not have. Yes. But not that demon, right?
No, we didn't get rid of my dad,
yeah. We do? Okay. At least you recognize it now. Okay. So what happened is we had a battle. I really wish I had a picture, because this little boy ran behind the cross. There's a cross in the healing home. Big cross. It's a cross that God had asked me to ask an artist that was here to make. The artist made the crosses. This little boy crawled up in a fetal position behind the foot of the cross and cried. You remember that? And cried. Then, in his deliverance, it was the pure power, the anointing of God that set him free. What did I do? I grabbed you and I hugged you, didn't I? Tight. And he tried to fight. He tried to get away, but he didn't. Who won? Jesus won. And it took understanding. It took the love of God, and it took understanding.
And please, Grancy, don't get mad at me.
Grancy's not going to get mad. Grancy wants you free.
I hope so.
No, she does. Okay. She does. And so, Tyler, I mean, oh man, who's Tyler? Who's Tyler? You know somebody named Tyler?
Yeah.
Siler got free. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning because we're going to hit him again this morning. And he's going to get freer and freer and freer.
And there's also no such thing as the word freer.
Oh, that's right.
I got that from you, Papa Chris.
You hear him, don't you? At any rate, he's on the road to recovery. But it took the love of his grandparents, patience. But the one thing it took, Tedline, never giving up.
Praise the Lord.
It took never giving up, and it took something else, too.
We had to praise the Lord to the bottom of the
hole. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
But it took something else. Don't, and I might get in trouble for saying this. Brothers and sisters, medication dumbs people up. Spiritual problems, it takes God. It takes God. Medication unlooses the demons to do what they want to do because they reduce the will of the person. And I did not want this little boy to become a victim of the system when the only thing that was binding him up was
that demon.
Familiar spirits
and demons.
And demons. Because it created a stronghold. And
it's called a demon black hole.
Okay.
All the stuff that gets sucked into it is burned to ashes.
Okay. To make him think this familiar spirit wanted to live through him, disguising itself as his dad. That had passed away.
It actually was my dad. It was my dad, actually.
It was your what?
It was my dad.
Dad, or dad? What are you saying?
Dad. It was my real dad.
It was your real dad living in you. And your real dad's name is what?
T-O-M-M-Y, Tommy.
Okay, but now you realize that Tommy is what?
Dead.
And you,
D-E-A-D.
That's
dead.
Right. And cannot live in you like that, right?
N-O.
Great. But you're going to see, well, he'll never die in your heart, will he?
Nine.
Right. Because he will always love his dad. And no one was trying to separate him from the love of his father.
Nine.
We just wanted to get that without the lion demon.
What again?
Mm-hmm. We had to get that lion demon out.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's the question for the people that
with this? What was that?
Most of get brutal brutal with this.
Yeah.
Saying I love God in Spanish.
In Spanish? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. Where'd that language come from? Do you talk in tongues?
No,
do
I used to be in Spanish class. I used to be in Spanish class.
At this age?
But now that I'm in a different school, no.
Oh. So, let me hear some real Spanish.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve.
Oh, you can count?
Yes.
You can count in Spanish. Okay. Great.
Hola, nice, muy bien.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God.
No.
And this headline is who I asked.
Blue.
Okay.
I said blue.
Mm-hmm. I asked you to pray for him yesterday, and I wanted you to know that God answered your prayers, and that God answered our prayers, and that he's not finished yet. We got a ways to go, but God's going to take Siler all the way. All the way to freedom, all the way to his little anointing, and God is going to use this little boy right here. And you know what? The devil knew that God's hand was on this little boy's life. So he attempted to take him out early. But you know what? No devil, no demon, no spirit can overpower or destroy or even disrupt the plans and purposes of God. It just can't happen. And why did I want you to meet him this morning? Brothers and sisters, if he's an example to some of you older folks on this line of what? Childlike faith. Childlike faith. Could he inspire faith in himself? No. His grandparents. It took the firm foundation.
It took love and compassion.
Well, hello.
It took the Holy Spirit to get a hold of me and help me.
Are you hearing me this morning, Tedline? Are you hearing him? Are you hearing him?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm talking to the Tedline, too. I am talking to the Tedline because God is speaking to their hearts this morning. He wants me to turn. He pointed to a mic. Now, what's interesting is he said, turn this one on. I believe I know who this is, but you want to talk to this one here? I'm going to hit your mic. I'm hitting the mic of 3769. I just turned your mic on. Can you hear me? If you can hear me, just say yes. I don't know if you can talk.
Yes.
Siler pointed to your number. I want you to pray with him or give him a word. He said, turn this one on right here. He pointed to you. No, this is the one you pointed to. Can you say something to him?
What have you thought so far? What have you thought so far?
I've got that Jesus loves you and that he's going to take care of you and he's going to cover you and he sent his angels to guard over you. I've got that your smile is special to Jesus.
Oh, your smile is special.
And that he will hold you in his arms.
Listen.
Whenever you're scared, whenever you're hurting, whenever you're not sure, he's going to hold you.
Oh, you know, notice I'm smiling right now.
Yes. And Jesus loves it when you smile.
Wait a minute, you got to get it all. What was the last part he was talking?
Jesus loves you when you smile.
Here. Listen, go ahead, please.
Jesus loves you when you smile. Jesus is going to hold your hand through everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to go on to number two now and do my good cues.
Oh, another, now this is really interesting because I believe this is her twin sister you picked. Let me see. 4768, he pointed to your number now. Do you have 4768? Who is this, please? Can you talk? You can't talk.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Silas,
good.
Can you hear
me? Hey, Tyler.
Hey, how do you know me?
Because I'm listening to you talk. And I agree with my twin sister in Jesus' name, because you are a child of God. You are called of God. No demon in hell belongs in your body. Your body is the temple of God, and we're praying and we're going to agree in Jesus' name, because the Lord loves you. And God is going to show you his power. God is going to give you peace. Those demons are going to go, and they're going to stay away, because Jesus is going to come and live within you. And as long as you trust him, as long as you love him, he's going to stay right there, and he's going to order your steps.
In my cross?
At least. He's going to do what?
No, he said in his cross. He has a cross around his neck.
He has a cross around his neck. No,
yeah.
Jesus is going to live within your heart.
She said Jesus.
Jesus is going to live within your heart, and you're not going to need that cross anymore. Jesus is going to cover you. Okay?
Okay. But I'm gonna need it.
I love you, Tyler.
Look,
you're gonna
line.
Need it.
Okay. He is the cutest little boy. He got red hair and blonde eyelashes.
And really long eyelashes.
Yeah, really long eyelashes.
All right, I'm gonna choose. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, I'm gonna choose number three.
Okay, let's see. Thank you.
Scroll up some.
Okay, scroll up some. Okay, wait a minute. Let me. Okay, which one? All right,
I'm going to choose number three.
Okay, he chose this number right here. 2348. 2348. Talk to 2348. Talk to Siler, please. He chose you. 2348. Let's see who that is. Can you talk? Are you in a position where you can talk? 348 is the last four. Obviously, they can't talk.
All right, I guess I'm gonna have to choose a different one.
I don't know whose number is this. Let's see. 2348. Okay, let's see who that is. He chose 2808. Can you talk? Can you talk to Siler? Can you pray with him?
Sure.
Do you have
can.
A word? Okay, here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Say hello.
How you doing this morning? Hi there. Boy, what a privilege for you.
No, you sound like
you're excited.
You sound like someone that I... You have the voice of someone that I heard of. Someone in the doctor's office that other day.
Huh. I don't remember that, but you're probably right. How...
It's me, Siler.
Okay, I know. That's pretty exciting, being with Sister Erica, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is going to help you?
Yep.
You have a wonderful life to look forward to with Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll look back on this one day and thank God, won't you?
She said you'll look back on this one day and thank God, huh?
Uh-huh.
Talk to him. I know you're getting sleepy.
God, praise the Lord.
Yeah, good for you.
And I hope every one of you on this line are actually listening loud and clear.
You're full of energy, young fellow, aren't you?
Yep, I mean, I am 8'7", I'm on air. No good on air. But I'm a really big joker.
Well, that's good. Need a good sense of humor.
I'll say
Sister Erica's.
I'll say more of a sense of snooter.
Sense of snooter.
Well, you'll be happier yet when Sister Erica and Jesus get done with you today.
Yes. Yes. Can you pray for him?
Sure. Jesus, please watch over Tyler. I got it wrong. Please strengthen him and use him, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Say, I agree.
I agree.
And I receive it.
And I receive it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see here. Who's going to be next? Could be anyone. Who am I going to choose?
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Let's go here. She got a little boy, too. She got a little boy.
How do you know?
I know some of these people. I know a lot of them. Because we pray together every day. 6047, he chose you. 6047. He chose you. 6047. Can you talk?
Yes, ma'am.
What you got to say for my friend Tyler this morning? I told him you have a little boy, too.
Yes, ma'am, I do. Good morning,
Tyler. How old is your little boy?
He's also 8. He turned 8 last month.
Her little boy is 8, too.
I'm 8, too.
That's a great age to be.
And would you like to hear?
No, sir.
Would you like to know what I just said to the other one?
Sure, Lord, what'd you say?
Lord, praise the Lord.
You know, it warms my heart to know and to hear you praising God at 8. You know, my son is also praising the Lord at 8. He knows Jesus. He loves Jesus. And for you both to be so young and knowing the Lord, to me, is amazing and it's beautiful. And my hope and my prayer for you is that you stay close to God. You let him order your steps. And you do his will, and you be pleasing in his sight. And God bless your grandparents for holding on to his word, that all is well with you, that he's going to bless you exceedingly, abundantly above all things you could have ever hoped for. And we will continue to pray for you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. What you say?
Thank you, God.
You're welcome, baby.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you. He, you know what he was saying when you were praying? He was saying, "Aw, shucks."
All right, number four. Time for number four. Scroll up.
Okay. All right, just pick one more.
Scroll up.
Okay, scroll up.
I still got to
be fast. Okay, which one?
All right, we chose you, number four.
Number four, he chose
9810.
Tell that number again.
9810.
He chose you.
9810. Can you talk?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yep, I chose you. So what do you have to say?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, great. Hi, how you doing?
What up?
I was just thinking about you. I think, man, I'm glad you're joyful. That joy is infectious. I hope you're increasing your joy. That's a blessing to be joyful of heart. Bring your heart and sing loud and pray everything that has breath. Praise the Lord. All right. I love
God,
it.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. I love that energy. I love and peace in your heart. Joy, peace in your heart. Walk with God. And may his ministers always protect you. In Jesus' name. Love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You want to know his name?
What's your name? Greg.
That's the way he lives. That's the way he lives. Yeah. Talk to him.
What up, Greg?
Greg, it's wonderful.
What up, Greg?
It's going good. It's going good. All I had was blessings in my heart towards you, and they hear you ask for me, and I was like, all right.
You got number four, Dick. You got number four.
Yes, I did.
So ask Greg where he lives.
Where do you live?
I live in California.
Dang! I live in Georgia.
Yeah, I was thinking we can go down to the beach. We can go up the mountains. We can even hit the desert. All kinds of places to go.
You know, I think I heard someone named Greg off of Steven Universe.
What is that?
It's Steven's dad.
Oh, okay.
There's also a Steven on the show.
Steven on the show? All right. Thank you, Greg. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Number the last one of the day after on air.
Okay.
Number five. Who could it be? It's someone at the bottom. Very, very bottom.
It's someone at the bottom. Very, very bottom. Where? Which one? Okay. He wants 8328. 8328.
8328.
8328. Can you hear me? 8328. Can you pray with Siler this morning? 8328, that would be, I know who that is.
All right, we might have to go to another one.
Why?
We just might have to.
No. Yeah, pick one of these.
Which was that one yet?
Okay, I don't know who this is. He picked 5182.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I must say this is a pleasure.
Okay.
Erica, I don't know if you recall, but I work in a facility with these kids, so to hear him, I'm rejoicing this morning that there is hope, because I've been asking God for a sign. Excuse me. I've been asking God for a sign, and he shows me that there's hope for these kids, that they don't have to be on medication. And, you know, I tell my coworkers that, you know, they seem to just say, you know, this is what they need and this is how it's going to be and they're not going to change. And, you know, they seem to give them this label. But I thank God for this young man this morning for giving me hope. You know, I'm on my way to work now. And like I said, I work at a mental health facility and I work with adolescents. So it's just something that's come over me this morning just to hear him. And so it does my heart well.
So pray with him.
I will. Are you ready, young man?
Are you ready?
Praise the Lord. Father God, we come to you this morning. God, I thank you for this young man this morning. I thank you, God, because you said that a child will lead the way. God, I thank you because you showed this young man to me, God, letting me know, God, that there is hope not only for the children that I'm with, but children all over the world, Father God. Oh, God. And we thank you again, God. We thank you for his deliverance, God. We thank you that he's going to be, his testimony is going to bring somebody else out, Father God. Lord God, we rejoice in knowing that you are God and there is none other, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Lord God, that you're raising him up. Lord God, and you kept him for such a time as this. Father God, we thank you for your many blessings. We rejoice with him. Father God, in knowing that God, it's not over until you say it's over. God, we ask that you keep him in your loving arms, God. You lead him. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. The champion. Greg!
The champion is Greg. He said, sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't choose you. God, through Siler, he chose you. And so,
and
God,
I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All righty. Brothers and sisters.
I'm just kidding. Everyone's the champion.
Everyone's the champion. Okay.
Everyone on air, even the ones I didn't even choose.
Yes, it is very important. I'm so thankful. I want you to know. I want you to see the fruit of the things that when I ask you to pray. I just want you to know the reality of real ministry. Real ministry transforms lives.
And I'm really thankful for you, Greg. Really thankful.
Okay. What up? That's what you said to Greg. What up? Brothers and sisters.
I want to talk to Greg.
One more? Okay.
Greg.
Okay. He wants some more Greg. He want to talk to Greg. Greg, get ready. Greg, he want to talk to you some more. There he is.
You were the number one champion.
He said you were the number one champion.
Oh, thank you.
Everyone else was number two.
And no one was zero.
No one was zero.
Or three. Everyone got two and one. And Greg, you got diamond.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. I share with everyone. Everybody enjoy. It's wonderful. Blessings to everyone. I love it. I love a happy heart.
Praise God.
And I'm giving you the chance to be on air next time.
Next time? Okay.
Next time you can be on air.
Okay. Is that it? All right, we got a little work to do.
We'll see y'all on air tomorrow if we have time.
Oh.
We might talk, and we're gonna talk to you again, Greg.
All right.
See you real soon. Mr. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
You know what, Tedline? Trust me. Ha ha ha, devil! It didn't work. It didn't work. What I mean is you still here. You belong to God. And all these people that don't even know you love you. You are loved.
So we're laughing at the devil?
We're laughing at the devil.
Ha ha!
That was enough. Brothers and sisters, that's this morning's headline. I got to go over here and deal with a few more things. I want you to continue to pray for Siler and his sister, Araya.
Hey, I really like you, Greg. I really do.
Okay. What about all the other people?
Yes. All y'all too.
All right. Why don't you pray for them then? Can you pray for them?
God, please pray for them too. Not just for me.
Yes.
Pray for them, their children, their lives, and their hope. Give them hope, strength to live their lives ahead of them. Amen.
Amen. And you'll see them next time?
Yep. On there tomorrow.
Well, I don't know if you'll be here tomorrow.
I might.
You might. That's right. But you'll be back. You'll come back and see us anyway, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As long as I came all the way from Georgia to see you guys.
I know.
And you know what, really, Greg? I did all of this to come see you, too.
Wow. So you brought hope, too.
Yep.
You brought hope to us.
And this cross in my neck.
Mm-hmm.
I give it hope, and it's a sign of Jesus.
Yes. How old are you?
Eight.
When will you be nine?
I will be 8 October 14th.
Oh, you'll be 9 October 14th. Remember what he told me? He said, I'm just a kid.
But. I'm also part grown up.
Part grown up. Okay.
Part grown up, half kid. It's part grown up.
Part grown up, half kid is what?
Lord bless you, Jesus.
Okay. Y'all pray for me today. Pray for me. I'm relating with an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old. Your sister's 4. And you 8. What you want to tell these people as we get ready to go off the line?
Well, Greg.
And everybody else.
I hope. We all live a happily ever after good life.
After good life.
Amen. Bless you, Jesus.
Headline, I'll see you tomorrow.
And on 3, we all say bless you to Jesus. 3, 2, 1.
Bless you to Jesus.
Might as well put your hands together.
can't have my friend.